Words are very important. What we say and how we say them is important. They can convince. They can deceive. They can really obfuscate the situation. But when they are used correctly, they can bring knowledge. Humor also gives us a way to look at things that makes us think. One person said dolphins are very, very smart. After only a few weeks of captivity, they can teach people to stand and throw them fish. When we speak about dysfunctional actions in the scriptures, they become our prison. There's an old saying that a poet said, walls and bars do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. That is why in the holy liturgy that we say today, we ask that we be released, freed from all hatred, from all dysfunction, from all sin, because those bad habits can imprison us and make us prisoners of things. And I use as an example often what I call corpse anger. If you remember a few weeks ago, I said I met a person who was so mad at someone that I thought perhaps I could intercede and help. And he said, no, that guy's been dead 20 years. And you're still mad at a corpse? Who's in prison? Who's in the coffin? Don't die before they bury you. That's why when the Lord speaks about the gospel and speaks about catching people to Peter, the gospel is a proposition of a good way to live, a way to live that leads to freedom, where you are not made prisoner of your own conception. Because when you have anger, jealousy, petty thoughts about other people, people say it's like taking poison and watching and waiting for the other person to die. We know what hatred and anger does. All you have to look is in the news. It brings carnage and hatred. And perhaps you say, well, my life is not a war. No, it's not. But it does produce victims. And if we choose not to be released or freed from the evil things that present themselves to us, then we make prisons of our own lives and become captives of our own choices. That is why in the scriptures it says, forgive early, forgive often. When Jesus says you have to forgive your brother 70 times 7, that could be for one offense. Maybe those 20 years that people are mad at corpses, how often does that temptation come back? We sometimes find our victims as very ready-made excuses for our own lives when we don't want to make the mature choice and fight the temptation to use other people as an excuse for our own lack of decisiveness or our own lack of choosing the proper path. So Jesus on the cross, when nails were still in his body, when people were laughing and mocking him, said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And why did he say that? Not because he was a loser, but he was a man who wanted to be free of anger and manipulation by other people. Words are very important, especially the words that you say to yourself in private. Say good things. Fight for your freedom. Forgive early, forgive often, It's your freedom that you are fighting for. Slava Isusu Hristu!